One, two, three. Welcome to Staying Relevant, your favourite podcast in the world, hosted by two best friends on their quest for fame.
I hate it when you say we're on a quest for fame. You do it every week because it just makes me cringe. We are professional now, so I will be drinking and I will be swearing. If you don't like it, go f*** yourselves.
Just over the top. Sorry.
You really went all out, didn't you? So how have you been?
Very good. We have so much to catch up
on. It's been a while, hasn't it? There is actually far too much to catch up on in one day. So over the next couple of weeks, you're probably going to be hearing what we've done for the past month in total. Where do you want to start, Sam?
I think actually we start with a round of applause, which you don't actually have to do, but for the Laura Woods episode.
Well, yeah. Didn't it do fucking well?
Didn't it do fucking well?
And listen, it's not like I've been waiting to tell you this, but I told you so, based on the fact that they're the sort of guests we need.
I still want Katie Price.
No, she was actually at the podcast show.
Was she?
Doing a talk, yeah. We'll come on to that later. But yeah, Laura Woods, I think that's more to do with the fact that she's an amazing guest rather than the fact that we are any good. However, we didn't talk over her.
This is the thing! I learned, motherfucker!
I think that's because she's quite respectable and gave it back to us.
Yeah, good point. Yeah. You spoke about her feet, though, which I thought was very interesting.
Yeah, that came across a lot weirder than it was meant. I mean, I haven't seen her feet. I don't know. I'm sure, Laura, you've got lovely feet.
Would you like to see her feet?
It's not high on my priority list.
Because you two were flirting quite a bit, I feel
we
like.
We were not flirting.
There are a lot of comments on the Instagram being like, Sam's just a spare part here. But they Laura say, and Pete flirting.
Right, they said that about Saffron. They say about anyone that comes on.
Well, stop flirting then.
I'm not flirting, that's just me.
Well, stop looking at people's feet.
I wasn't looking at her feet. You're making it weird, like I've got a foot fetish.
It does.
Anyway, where's your football top, you fucking fanger?
Yeah, no, but that was great.
The most pathetic thing I've ever seen. She literally fucking had you right up. You literally, a full kit wanker.
Yeah, but it's because I'm a huge fan of hers.
Yeah, so there's no doubt.
I don't think so, no.
So you went in too hard.
I did go in too hard, but you didn't want to DM her, so I DM'd her for you.
Because if she wants to play darts, then we'll play darts.
Yeah, but the problem with you, right, if we're trying to meet up with Laura Woods,
why are we trying to meet up with Laura Woods?
Because we wanted to be our friend, because she's fucking like a star.
She is our friend.
I thought you're going to say she's average just then.
No,
because she didn't reply to my DM.
Yes, because you went in too hard.
Yeah, but you don't go in at all. That's your problem. You never go in.
I need to. If it's going to happen, then it'll happen, Sam.
No.
No, I'm not begging fucking friends off of a fucking podcast. It's absolutely fucking ridiculous.
It's like we're flirting with her. It's just trying to ask her out.
Yeah, well, no wonder then she doesn't fucking want to come out with two fucking morons like us to fucking throw pricks at a fucking wall.
Pricks being the darts.
Yes, thank you for that.
Yeah.
So, staying relevant.
Wow. Where do we begin? Where do we begin?
I actually don't know where we begin because there's so much to talk about. What would you like to start with? What have you done this week to stay relevant?
Well, it's a good thing we don't have any more guests because we've got a lot to catch up. Well, I went to the wedding. I went to Jamie's wedding. That we can start Jamie's
actually,
wedding.
Actually, is that are we going to use that to stay relevant, or do you want to just talk about that in general?
Should we just talk about that in general?
We'll just talk that about, yeah.
The wedding.
Well, it's nice that you actually got invited to it.
I know! Yeah, I told you I was going to go to the wedding.
So this was the proper wedding.
This is the proper one. This is the big... This is the event.
So this, and how was it? I mean, I've seen pictures and it looked incredible.
Yeah, so we roll up outside. Actually, I wore a black tie, but not just like a suit. I wore an actual black tie.
Yeah, well, I know that because you messaged me beforehand saying, what shall I wear? And had you tie a bow tie? And can I wear a tie instead of a bow tie? Because I don't like bow ties.
And Pete said I could. And so I rocked up in my tie, and this is how you know.
I don't know why it meant why I said you could. It's not my fucking.
Yeah, I know, but you're the kind of person that you dress like that quite a lot. So, like, if you say yes, I'm like, I know I'm good to go. Yeah. Well, I'm just, I know, yeah, but you go to like swanky events and stuff. So, I was like, this is going to be like, if you know that you can do that, I'll do it. So, we rock up. We're in a car. We're on our way there. You know, it's a big event where the moment the car door opens, Paps.
There was Paps.
Mate, at the entrance, it was like a formality. They were literally like, right, guys, it was like a red carpet. Mate, the cars would line up, right? It's like going to the Brits. The cars would line up, right? And then you'd get out your car, you'd walk up, and the pap would pat you up.
God.
You'd be like, right, and they'd be like, Zara, can we have a single? I'd be like, oh, see you later. And then she'd do a single, leg out, fucking all that shit. And then everyone mills about a little bit. And then they had these like buggies that you'd get in the back of these buggies and they'd take you up the driveway to the fucking, to the ceremony. And,
So it was excessive.
It fucking hell, mate. I don't know how, but like, that must have been, I dread to think how much money that was.
My favourite story, well, there's a million stories you've told me that are my favourite, but my favourite one is the place cards. Everyone had place cards, yeah?
Yeah.
So everyone had place cards with a little note from Sophie and Jamie.
Little poem.
Little poem thing. What did yours say? But it was something about, because obviously you used to date Sophie for a little bit, so it was something along the lines of, this wouldn't happen if it wasn't for you.
That is actually what was, yeah, it was like, would we be here if it wasn't for you? Who knows? I was like, well, who knows?
So if she hadn't dumped you, then you know what I mean? So they're fucking happy days then. How did everyone, did you catch up with all the old Chelsea lads?
This is
Monty, Theodore, how have you been?
Theodore!
Do you know what?
Tarquin! I will say Tarquin wasn't there.
Tarquin?
I will say this. I don't really speak all that much to the main Chelsea crew and stuff, not because I...
Exclusive! No. There is feud!
Not like we're...
Sam Thompson slams ex-Made in Chelsea cast.
Not like we're in a feud like you and the ex-Towie cast. It's just that, like, I just don't really see him that much anymore. And it's really nice to dip your toe back in. Do you know what I mean? So, like, it honestly, it was, like, Pruders was there, a.k.a. Proudlock. Spenny Matthews was there, Spencer, and he was the MC. He was excessive, by the way. There were times on the mic where everyone was like, shut up.
And what was Vogue doing, just sat in the corner?
Vogue wasn't there.
Oh, Vogue, so was, just I
think,
Spencer.
Well, I think Vogue was there was with the back with home the with the kids. But, like, so, like, everybody was there. It was that you had, and then you had, like, Liv Bentley was there. Me and Pruders were by the bar.
Please stop calling him Pruders.
Yeah, me and Pruders.
Proudlock.
Me and Proudlock were by the bar. Tequila. Pow, pow.
Pow, pow.
Yeah. Hugging. Yeah, yeah, I haven't seen him in ages, yeah. And then I jumped in his cab and him and his lovely wife gave me a ride home.
Oh, what, just the three of you?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that sounds like an interesting menage a trois.
No, absolutely not. They're too cool for me. And Jamie cried when Sophie walked down the aisle.
Is that because he saw his hair?
Oh, his hair was tough. Yeah,
what it looked like he had a wig on.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why he didn't come.
Looked very smart other than that. She looked lovely.
Yeah, she looked beautiful. But I've got to say, Jamie, I know you listen to this podcast. It was so sweet. She appeared and he just burst into tears.
Did it make you think, will I cry when you see Zara?
Yeah, I panicked. I was like, I don't think I will. And I was like, shit, now I feel like you've got to cry.
Do you not think you will?
Well, I don't know. I feel like you don't know until you get there.
I think you will.
I hope I do.
I think you'll be sweating, very clammy. Yeah,
well, you'll be next to me. You'll be best man.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I'll organise a stag do, and then if I'm not busy, I'll come to the wedding.
I will tell you this, though. Just to top it off, it was like a fairy tale. It was unbelievable. It was like an event. It wasn't even a wedding. It was an event.
Great. So I was also in Marbella when this was going on.
I know. I messaged you lots. You didn't reply.
I was there for a friend of mine's birthday. I spent the entire time being asked if I was going to the wedding. See, the amount of times I had to go, no, I haven't been invited. No, I've not been invited. No, you're going to see Sam? No, I'm not. That's literally all I did was just walk around saying, no, I'm not going to the wedding. So anyway, so that's that.
Well, no, Pete was in Marbella. So I was there for my mate's wedding. Pete was in Marbella for his mate's 60th. Pete was there for his pal's 60th birthday.
Yep. Steve, so we organised that last year for his 60th, so we went along. I have coffee with Steve every morning.
But he's double your age.
Well, that's the first time you've ever got my age lower. Yes.
It makes no sense.
Well, of course, why does it? Age is nothing but a number.
It's just odd that you're out there with the 60-year-olds, just giving it large.
Just one 60-year-old. There was a 23-year-old with us, a 23-year-old, a 60-year-old, and a couple of sort of between 30 and 40.
And didn't you retire one of them?
I did retire someone, and I did go out on my own one night, and I did not have a key to get in, so I did climb the villa wall, scoured the roof, and slept in the garden.
That is all on a 60-year-old's birthday.
Good times.
Different weekends were had.
Different weekends, yeah. You went to an event and I was fucking breaking into the villa that I was staying in.
So basically, when I say retired,
Kill anyone.
Well, it means that Pete basically drunk someone at the table so bad they didn't leave their room for the rest of the trip. So actually, the birthday party that he went on, everyone now hates him.
No, they don't. They don't. I think they there was a lot of shock. I think they were...
There was a lot of shock.
There was a lot of every time I'd have a drink, like that sort of disappointed faces. But to the point where actually one of them got so drunk, so Connor, if you're listening, that he next day had to go to a church and buy some rosary beads.
Shut up.
Which he wore just to cleanse himself, I think.
Are you joking?
Nope.
What did you do?
That's not why, Bolton, but it's still funny, and that's what I'm going to pretend it is, so fuck yourself, Connor. Anyway, staying relevant.
Right.
Podcast show.
We did the podcast show, baby. Come on! We got invited because we are a huge podcast now.
Guest speakers,
interviews.
In an industry that we're shit at.
No, we're not. I think there's something wrong with the charts. Actually, do you know what? This is quite fun as well. Before we arrive, Pete messaged me going...
Oh, God, yeah.
He went, don't talk about the chart position. He went,
because
don't
it's moan. All Sam does. We're supposed to be in there talking about, you know, the podcast. And I think that the topic was how to not get professionally divorced.
Yeah, yeah.
So we did it with Duo. So we did it with the two hosts of Pressed, which is Adeola and Marianne. They were both lovely.
Yeah.
And we had a fabulous host. And it really goes to show why he gets so much work, because he's just so brilliant at his job. Roman Kemp.
The nemesis.
How was that for you?
It was one of those moments where you go, I feel like we're in a, it's like a parallel universe. And you're like, it's like they knew. So if you've listened to this podcast before, which you have, you'll know that Roman is my nemesis. He's my work nemesis.
You'll also know that Roman has no idea about that.
Well, he does now.
He does now.
Basically, I said before that he's the kind of guy, he's a lovely bloke, by the way, and he didn't even really know who I was. But he would like walk down the corridor and be like, hi, mate. I'd look at him and go, you bastard. I'd be like, you do everything that I want to do. You do the radio, you do the advert, you do the fucking the TV presenting. You are me, just better.
Yeah, he's everything you want to be, effectively. But you told him that. You also hugged him for far too long.
Yeah, I know. It's because I didn't want to make it awkward, because I was like, he was just
hoping to transfer some energy.
Yeah, but he knew, because he was like, apparently I'm your nemesis. And I was like, oh no. I was like, how do you know that? He goes, because people have told me. I was like, shit. So I just thought I'd hug him.
So we were in the biggest auditorium there, I think.
Were we?
Yeah, that was
the biggest one.
3 or 4 people in the audience. And yeah, so we were actually very nice to each other.
Yeah.
For a change. I said some really nice things about you.
And I said some lovely things about you, as I always do.
So that was that. So you met your nemesis.
He was lovely, but how lovely is he?
Really, he's such a nice guy.
He's annoyingly nice. Like, yeah. I want to hate him.
No, he's really nice, really funny. And, well, you've met him before anyway, haven't you?
Yeah, but like, not much.
I've met him a couple of times. But he comes from good genes, because his mum and dad are fucking lovely as well. Shirley and Martin, they're fucking lovely. Afterwards, you shot off.
I had a panic attack.
So Sam had to shoot off because, you know, I don't know what he was doing.
Anyway. I had a panic attack on stage and had to leave.
We actually want to talk about that.
Too many people there.
Yeah, so yeah, there was a lot of people there, and there's a lot of people talking to us, and so Sam ran. Just, literally, like Forrest Gump, out of the building, down the fucking road, and then called me half an hour later going, I just don't know what's happening. That's effectively what happened.
I wanted to be Ant and Dec, and I can't even do it.
He can't even manage 100 people in an audience.
Oh yeah, I forgot my rucksack.
Do you actually forgot your rucksack?
Forgot my rucksack there.
So you were that desperate to get out, you forgot the one thing that you brought with you.
Yeah.
So did you have to come back for it?
No, I got Seb, the agent. I was like,
too scared. So you hired him around a corner somewhere and asked your agent to run it out to you.
No, he had to send it to me the next day.
You just thought, fuck it. Fuck the rucksack.
Yeah, rucksack.
I'm out of here.
I'm gone.
So Sam went out. So then I went and met some people, because it's a podcast show, like it's like a conference type thing. So you go and meet people at different ad agencies and all that sort of stuff. Speaking to this person who's, and I'm walking with my management and Seb, who is Sam's manager. So we go up to this ad agency, and the guy goes, I heard you two were really funny on stage earlier.
Really?
Yeah. He thought Seb was you.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm serious. And I went, hey, what did you fucking do? And I still don't think he clicked. He went, honestly, guys, fucking love what you do.
So obviously the podcast is doing great.
And Seb was going, oh, thank you. So you and your manager, like two peas in a fucking pod.
Does that mean our podcast is shit and no one actually watches or listens?
Well, I think maybe just you and your manager maybe look the same, or maybe you just... I don't know. You've just got one of them faces that just could be anyone.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So, yes, your manager is, he took over for you for a 15-minute conversation.
That's so embarrassing.
Which was nice. And he made a couple of funny remarks. The guy really laughed at. I presume that's because he thought it was Sam Thompson.
So we might get a couple of jobs.
But yeah, podcast, it was fun. Louisa Zisman was there. She messaged me after from Luana.
Yeah.
Loads of other people doing talks and bits and bobs. Yeah, it was quite interesting.
That's why I love Pete, though. Pete's actually really good at socialising with people. Like, Pete will go out.
Well, yeah, because I don't fucking run off, do I?
Well, no, it's just because there was a lot of people. No, I didn't say help. It was just really intense.
We've done more intense things.
No, I know, I know.
I mean, the week before, we were at fucking Buckingham Palace.
Oh, we still got to talk about that.
Yeah, that was a fucking interesting one. I think, actually, that's probably going to be my staying relevant thing, is Buckingham Palace. Because when the fuck would I ever get a chance to go to Buckingham Palace?
What was the thing you wanted to say, that if it was right, we got an axe to grind?
Oh, okay, all right, fine. We'll do that bit now, then. It's nothing to do with staying relevant. It's obviously I spent some time with Seb on that day. I was speaking, you know, it's like when you do these things, you come up, people speaking, you know, chatting, whatever. And this girl come up and she was like, "Oh my God, your hair's amazing," about my hair. And I said, "Oh, fucking don't tell Sam that, because it's fucking going, isn't it?" And Seb went, "Well, Sam's already had a hair transplant." And I went, "What? No, he hasn't." "You have, haven't you?" "You fucking liar." I said, "No, he's not." I said to him, "You're fucking lying."
"No, he's wrong. We're booking in."
"No, you've had one."
"No, I genuinely haven't. We are booking it."
He said to me that you fucking had one. He had the corners done at the front. And now you've got to go for the back.
"I've got to go for the back."
"Yeah, you've got to go for the back. Have you had the fucking front done?"
"You can look."
"Oh, I don't know."
"Have a look."
I know the fucking back knee's doing. But yeah. And then Seb really, really panicked because he was like, "Oh my God, I thought you'd..."
"Well, no, we weren't going to tell you about the booking. We were just going to do it."
I now think you've had it. So for anyone...
"Well, look at my hair."
"Well, exactly. The back is not there, but the front is very much fucking in line."
"Well, yeah, but the front surely would be back there by now."
"Not if you've had a hair transplant."
"Well, not, what about here?"
"Well, no, because that's not how it works, Sam."
All right, well.
"So actually Sam's been lying to me for fucking..."
"No,
years,
I actually have."
"And has had a hair transplant, which is why he edits my hair all the time, and which is why he calls me bald."
"But I actually
have." "Because
haven't.
He already had his fucking fixed without me."
"But I haven't."
So on the next one that you get fixed, which is the back, I mean, you should have just had the whole thing done at the same time.
"I will. I'm going to get it all done."
So you've actually booked in a hair transplant again without me.
"Yeah, because you're not going to go."
"Well, I just think that's fucking rude."
"Well, okay, if we're going to do it, I will do it with you."
"I don't want to go."
"Do you want to come with me?"
"Nope."
"It's only in London as well. We're not going like overseas."
"Where are you going? Like Harley Street?" "Yeah."
"I'm going to have to shave my head."
"Oh, excellent. So if anyone, are you going to tell people that you're doing it though?"
"Well, also, if I had a hair transplant, I'd have to shave my fucking barnet."
"No, not necessarily. If you just have them bit fillings, and then you went through a stage of having a weird little fringe. So you could cover it if you just...
"A weird little fringe? When did I have a weird little fringe?"
"Well, because yours is like a bit of a mess at the front." And then it made me think, if he's actually fucking done that and lied to me about that and he's been taking the piss out of me receding for the past fucking 5 years, knowing that he's got a fucking great hairline at the front because he'd had it done, I would be fucking raging. I literally looked at Seb and said, "I'm going to kill him."
"Oh, no, I know what he's talking about. It's because we were going to go and get a hair transplant for a documentary."
"Fuck, you'll do anything for a fucking doc, wouldn't you?"
"I know."
"Jesus." So you haven't had a hair transplant.
"But we are going."
"But you're going." "But yeah. I haven't been in."
"Mate, look at the sunroof, Pete. I can't, there's nothing I can do."
"Don't put it down because the lights are just bouncing off the top."
"I know, it's so bad, mate. Do you know what? Actually, this is really bad. JP's dad, it's JP, the guy who was
Josh Patterson.
Yeah, he was doing the running thing. His dad came to the last thing. And I was sat like this and he was stood above me and went, "Fucking hell, mate." He went, "I can see your scalp." I went, "No."
I'm gonna call this karma, because you've ripped the fucking shit out of me for going bald for so many years that actually it's really starting to affect you.
I should have seen it coming though. My dad's got a monk as well.
Yeah, you're gonna be fried up.
But it doesn't matter, because we're doing it now, baby. We're going.
Well, you're doing it. I'm still not.
I'm gonna have to shave my head.
Can I shave it?
Yeah, go on then.
Well, listen, it'd be great content.
Oh, ooh. God, I'm gonna look so ugly.
No, you won't.
I will.
No, it'd be interesting. You'd just grow a bigger beard.
Oh, I thought you had a proper axe to grind. That's like...
That is an axe to grind. I was fucking raging about it.
Yeah, but it's not true.
So I thought, if he's absolutely fucking ripped me for my fucking hairline for 5 years and go, "Look at mine, it's fucking great," because you'd had it done, I'd be fucking raging. Anyway, all right, fine, that's not true. So Buckingham Palace, let's get on to Buckingham Palace then. So we went Buckingham Palace. Sam and I went for a charity thing, a tea party in Buckingham Palace.
Which I didn't get invited to, by the way.
No. Well, Zara was invited, but Zara couldn't go because she was actually at a prior engagement with the princess. Genuinely. She spent the day with fucking Kate Midwin. Genuinely, which is why she couldn't have a tea party in Buckingham Palace. Which is just the most fucking weird sentence to say.
So basically, for background, it's for a really good charity. And we were in, you get filed into the grounds of Buckingham Palace, which is beautiful. It's like a fucking park. You wouldn't believe it. Like, it's literally slap bang in the middle of London, but it's huge, the grounds of Buckingham Palace. I wasn't actually invited. Pete was invited, as was Josh Patterson, the runner guy who just completed his marathons. He just completed his marathons. And I was Zara's plus one. And then Zara turns around and goes, I'm not going because the princess has invited me to go on a private excursion somewhere.
Absolutely mental.
So I carried on. I took my plus one there and I was like, well, Pete's going, so I'm still going to go.
So Sam and I, if you can imagine it, were walking through the grounds of Buckingham Palace to sit down and have tea, which was like a finger buffet. Sam went up four times to the finger buffet. And filled his plate to the point where the people were literally looking at him like he hadn't eaten for fucking 3 years. I mean, you really went for it, didn't you?
Honestly, it was absolutely banging.
Came back and piled up fucking sandwiches. Like, didn't JP get the ump with someone?
No, I did.
Oh, was it you?
Yeah.
So they'd run out of fucking what's little finger sandwich?
No, they'd run out of the salmon rolls.
They'd run out of little salmon rolls. And Sam was like, well, is there any more coming? She said, yes, there'll be some soon. Well, I'll wait then.
Yeah, no,
and he just stood staring at the woman, waiting for the fucking things to come out. At Buckingham Palace. It's not fucking Toby Carvery. You know what I mean? Like, where you just fucking wait. I'll just wait for the chicken to come back.
No. Yeah, I'll tell you what. That is what happened. But I was a lot more polite. I was like, I'll just stand over here and wait. And then she got the hump with me and was like, you can't just stand there. I was like, well, I can stand here because the queue's over there. And like, so I was just stood and everyone was leaving. I was like, I'm just waiting for my salmon sandwich. Yes, they were walking off.
He then came back to the table, proceeded to just take pictures of everyone and shout, Pete Wicks from Towie is here. That was really enjoyable in the grounds. We then went for a walk around.
Oh, Susanna Reid was there.
Susanna Reid was there.
Susanna Reid.
Vanessa Phelps was there.
And then Pete was like, don't look at her. And I couldn't not look. So they were on the table next to us. And I turned around and looked at her. And she caught eyes with me. She knew who we were, by the way.
I don't think she did.
Fucking did.
And I don't...
Because I think she smiled.
I think that she's interviewed me, actually. But
there you go. Actually, I've got another story, quickly. Pete Wicks, you can take this man wherever in the world. And this prick is a sex icon. A sex icon. We are in the grounds of Buckingham Palace. Literally outside, where George and Prince William have played before. And a woman comes streaking, not naked, and she comes running across the lawn, going, Pete Wicks! It's fucking Pete Wicks! I need to get a photo with sex on legs. She then got her stiletto stuck in the mud at Buckingham Palace. There's a woman running at Pete, stiletto off because it's in the mud, going, I need a photo with sex on legs. We're all suited and booted at the palace.
Yeah, I mean, that was weird. I'm gonna have to...
I've never seen anything like it in my entire life.
There was some... I do get some weird shit happen.
Mate, I've never... It was lovely... And like everyone wanted photos of Pete, no one wanted a photo of me.
No, that's a fucking lie. So, but what Sam does though, Sam's small talk is so bad, it's painful to the point where I just like to sit him off and then just watch from a distance. Because anyone that will come up, you use the same line on everyone because you go, oh, you look lovely today. I've gone for blue. I love blue. It's my favourite colour. That was literally how you started every conversation. And then they go, yeah, I like blue too. And then you go, so, what's your favourite thing about blue? That's literally how your small talk goes. It was just blue was in your head, and then it was that I'm just going to focus on blue, and that's all I'm doing. And anyone that was in blue, another blue suit, you go, blue. It was the fucking weirdest thing I've ever seen. But no, it was fun. Then you tried to have a piss in the grounds.
No.
So basically, we were walking around the grounds. He didn't have a piss.
Don't do this.
Don't worry, he didn't have a piss. But we're walking around the grounds, and Sam said, I just think I could just get away with having a piss in the bush because it's a long way on the toilets over there. Then sort of just strolled around some bushes until he found that there were cameras in the bushes.
There was a camera in the bush. Okay,
it was literally cameras in the trees and bushes, and then suddenly, so he just held it.
I did want to have a piss.
But I'm absolutely gutted that you didn't get your cock out in Buckingham Palace and have a piss because that. Would have been Sam Thompson arrested for indecent exposure
at the palace.
So we were at the palace, which was interesting. So I thought that was quite good. I thought that was really nice that we went to the palace. And like, when would you get a chance to do that? It's like a once in a lifetime thing. Fuck knows why they let us go there.
Thought we were gonna meet the king.
The king was in residence at the time,
just didn't bother coming
just
out,
didn't pop out because we were, you know, we were told that it'd be a senior royal, and someone turned up. I think her name's fucking, I don't know, Becky or something,
Becky.
But whatever. So anyway, so I thought that was great until I went on my management Instagram.
This is brilliant, by the way.
The next day. You know, I'm not sure many of their clients go to Buckingham Palace. But what they do have is people that are actually genuinely with the king. lovely guy, really like him. And it, obviously completely different to us, but managed by my management, Ovi Soko. Was just a lovely picture. They didn't mention my management, by the way, me being at Buckingham Palace, which I thought was a big fucking thing. Did, however, put up a lovely picture of Ovi and Charles having a fucking great chat.
A one-on-one.
Same management.
There is a photo. This is what's so brilliant.
Same opportunities.
There's a photo
of... Same opportunities.
There's a photo of Ovi with King Charles in deep conversation at the same time that there is a photo of me and Pete in the palace grounds and I'm cupping...
Having a photo with a beef eater.
No. I'm cupping Pete's bollock.
Okay.
So you got the photo of Ovi and King Charles in deep conversation, a photo of me and Pete just in the grounds and I'm holding Pete's penis. Then, if you put those two photos together, you can see who's doing well at your agency and who's not.
Yeah. I mean, that was a bit of a kick in the fucking bollocks.
There's also a guy watching. The guy, you know, when I'm holding your cock, there's a guy literally going, oh.
You have to stop doing that. You do that every time we have a fucking thing. What he does, he just hovers his hand around my fucking cock and it looks, it's just weird. I don't know why you do. It's because you don't know what to do in a picture. You get, and then you start doing, but you do it with other people. I've noticed. You've got this weird thing where you don't go in for the full hug of the picture. You sort of do a hand behind and then like just a hand on the stomach.
Yeah.
And then it just looks like you're just.
No, because we're like friends. I did that with Roman.
You did it with Anne Marie. You do it with everyone that you interview and everyone that you ever meet. It's the same weird hug that looks like a koala bear clinging to a fucking tree. It's fucking weird. And I don't... Just stand there, mate.
I just love the way there's a photo of me holding Pete's penis in the palace grounds.
Absolutely fucking ridiculous.
And then Pete is right. We also maybe didn't get a photo with the king. We did get a photo with a beef eater.
Yes, we did. And yeah, that was about as good as it got. But listen, great event.
Great event. Great charity as well.
Great event, great charity. I then went out afterwards because, the thing that disappointed me most was there's no alcohol there.
Yeah, Pete said, and I quote, shit, I should. And by the way, this isn't a joke. He went, shit, I should have bought my hit flask. I'm not joking. That came out of his mouth. He literally, and he said it to himself. He didn't say it to like other people. He like standing there, fuck, I should have bought the hit flask. Like, that's when you know you've got a problem.
Well,
you've gone to a charity
event. It was a beautiful day. Do you know what I mean? What goes better with a finger sandwich than a hip flask?
A salmon sandwich.
So yeah, from there I then popped out and Josh Patterson, JP.
Well.
Who has just done 76 marathons in 76 days. Fucking incredible. Amazing what he's done. Hadn't really drunk properly since that had happened.
What day was this, by the way?
He'd finished it on a Saturday.
And what day did we do this charity thing?
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
So I then went with the lovely girls at Bell PR who look after Sam and I and whatever else. So we went out for a few drinks. We went Amazonico.
Pete took him out and JP went, Pete's asking me to come for a drink at Amazonico. And he went, God, it's a Tuesday afternoon. I don't know if I'm ready for this. And Pete was like, oh, don't worry, mate. It's a Saturday somewhere. Literally fucking turns up to Amazonico.
It's a Saturday everywhere. Everywhere's there. Saturday is the
you
same.
Know what I mean?
It's a universal thing.
Pete, I then get a message. I'm doing my radio show at this point. I get a message from JP going, Pete has forced me to do shots of tequila. And he has to do a talk the next day on a Wednesday. He was like, why am I here on a Tuesday?
It was early. It was only like 7:15 that he messaged you.
Fucking disgraceful.
But anyway.
Absolute disgrace.
So that was good night. Good night. Enjoyed it.
Definitely staying relevant. Yeah, and you know what? I think we were the life of the party there. I'm going to put it out there.
I'm going to put this out there. No one knew why the fuck we were there. And we walked around the gardens together.
Well.
The majority of it. I would hardly say we were life and soul apart.
Sex on legs. What about that?
Yeah, that was a bit odd.
Yeah, exactly. And people were literally coming up, like, Pete, please, get me another photo.
There was a girl at the podcast show, how weird was that as well, who was just literally shouting, I love you, Pete, whilst filming me. She was working there.
She was working.
She was the security girl to let you in, and then just got her phone out and just started screaming, "I love you, Pete, and film it, mate."
You're an icon. This podcast has done you wonders. People now see him for the reason I see him. You are an icon of the highest level.
There's so many other things that we're going to have to talk about on another episode. We went to a KSI. We've got loads of fucking shit to talk
about.
We
still have the KSI boxing match that we went to, which Pete claims is the time that I've let him down the most.
100%. To the point where I genuinely was going to leave him.
We basically went to this event because we were like, well, we got invited front row to be ringside.
Did we?
Pete got invited ringside and he was like, I'll bring Sam because it'll be good for the Staying Relevant podcast. Let's just say that by the end of it, he said that it was the most disappointed he's ever been at me and I've never let the side down more.
It was fucking embarrassing.
We'll do that on another day.
We've actually run out of time because we've waffled on so much.
Because we've had so much to catch up on. We've actually got no sidebar of shame this week, but we are going to catch up on all of it. I can promise you that.
Yeah, we'll be doing a bit of extra sidebar of shame, I think, because there's been some fucking embarrassing things I've seen in the press over the past week or so.
Yeah.
Really embarrassing. I've got some good ones for you. So that'll be on next week's one. So,
Well, we're also going to talk about Paid Post Pete on the next podcast as well.
Hell yeah, tell me about it. Until next week, subscribe, follow Staying Relevant Podcast. Every Monday we come out on whatever platform you listen to. Every Friday we come out on YouTube, which is the bit you can watch with extra bits. Don't know what the extra bits are, but follow us on Instagram, Staying Relevant Podcast. Follow us on TikTok, Staying Relevant Podcast. Just follow us wherever the fuck you can. Apart from home, don't do that.
Oh, I know where he lives, so you could if you wanted to.
Don't do that. Ta-da.
See you later. We love you.
All right.
Like a family loves its daughter.
Why would we be the daughter?
I don't know. Said it. Why felt would they weird.
Be the daughter?
I don't know.
Really weird.
I know. Insanity Group.